Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1961. Kendo, is it Weeby, Wibley? Am I saying that correctly, Mr. Link?
Wibley.
Wibley.
We'll find out when he comes.
Okay, Kendo Wibley and Anne Marie Wibley.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9,900 to an acre more or less, lying southwesterly side of Angola Road, also known as Route 277, approximately 300 feet southeast of John J. Williams Highway, also known as Route 24, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID map 234, map 11, parcel 56.09. Gentlemen, you have a booklet submitted to you in your packets. That booklet was received on April 10th of 2013. It contains a list of the project team, qualifications of Pannoni Associates Incorporated, and Mark Davison and Douglas Berry of Pannoni Associates Incorporated. There's an aerial map of the area, commercial uses, zoning, and developments, a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed and survey for the property, a site plan, references from the comprehensive plan update and future land use map, a copy of the support facility report from DLDOT, a series of maps and aerials, and some suggested findings of fact and conditions of approval for consideration. We've received comments from a couple of agencies that aren't a part of the booklet. On April 16, 2013, we received comments from the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum and references that there are two soil types on this property, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practice during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it is not likely that any on-site or off-site drainage improvements will be required. On April 22nd of 2013, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum and references that the site is located in the Angola Neck Angola Neck Planning Area, that system connection charge rates are unknown at this time, that sewer service has not been extended to the parcel, that an on-site septic system will be utilized, that when the county does provide sewer service, a connection to the system will be mandatory, that the county does not have a firm schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions. I received no additional letters from any agency or individuals to date.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application? Yeah. Sure, what do you do?
If I close that, will it shut off? No, it's okay. I just didn't want to hit it by accident. No, it's good.
Is there anyone else here with a particular interest in this application? If so, please feel free to come up and look at the exhibit. Sir, I'm going to ask you if you'll turn that a little bit.
I have a
bit.
Second one.
Oh, do you? Okay, good. You're on the ball. Anyone that would like to come up and take a look, feel free. I'll just ask you to not have a conversation while you're there. So.
All right, well, thank you. My name is Douglas Berry. I'm a professional engineer for Pannoni Associates here in Milton, Delaware. Been licensed in Delaware for 12 years, been practicing for 17. With me here tonight is Mr. Randy Wibley. He's the owner of the property. In addition to that, he's the owner of Garden Creation and Care in Lewis. This is an application to gain conditional use approval for a 1 acre AR1 zone property. The property is located on the south side of Angola Road. approximately 250 to 300 feet east of State Route 24. The applicant would like to construct a pole barn and employee parking facility for his garden care business. There will be no retail operations on the site. The facility will be used solely as a base for his employees to meet for work. A future residential dwelling on the property is also contemplated. Mr. Whibley expects to have three trucks and associated trailer attachments. Some of these vehicles will be stored inside the pole barn. Some of them will be stored exterior to the pole barn on the gravel parking area. There will be no exterior storage of equipment, tools, or supplies. There are several other AR1 properties in the vicinity of this property that are currently conducting commercial operations. The property abutting this particular site is the Ennis Marine Facility, or Ennis, excuse me. In addition, there's a produce stand across the street and a little bit down Angola Road to the east. The property is within investment level 3 of the state strategies map. These areas are defined as lands that are in the long-term growth plans of the county or lands that are intermingled with fast-growing areas of the county that are otherwise characterized as investment level 1 or 2. The property is also located within an environmentally sensitive developing area as defined in the comprehensive plan. With that, the applicant did have a soils evaluation and a wetlands delineation conducted for the site in advance of our site planning on the property. A service level evaluation request was filed with DLDOT. They responded to the county indicating that no traffic concerns existed and no traffic impact study would be required. The site is impacted by the floodplain and associated wetlands of Sarah Run to the east side of the property. However, there is no development proposed in those environmental areas. Permanent sewer disposal and water service won't be necessary until the dwelling is constructed. The pole barn is anticipated to be first. There's not going to be any water or sewer service in the facility, so there will be a porta pod there for employees to use. At the time the dwelling is constructed, a septic facility will be built in addition to a well. Stormwater management will be provided through a proposed rain garden that's going to be directly upstream to the forested wetland areas. The proposed hours of operation for the facility is going to be 7 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7 to 12 on Saturdays. Mr. Whibley understands that this project will be subject to the various conditions of approval that the county wishes to impose on the project. In addition, he understands that the project will be subject to preliminary site plan, final site plan approval by the county, in addition to approvals from DLDOT, Conservation District, Fire Marshal, and DENREC. With that, I appreciate your time. If you have any questions for me or Mr. Whibley, I'd be glad to answer them.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, sir. You might want to step back up, Mr. Berry. In your presentation, I didn't hear if there was any intention for signage.
Just the signage that's required per DLDOT. There's a stop sign required. That'll be it. There's a facility.
I meant for your business.
If it is, it'll be in compliance with the code. If that's a condition of approval you wish to put on the project, we'll be happy to state that.
Okay. Do you want that lighted or unlighted?
Undecided at this time.
Okay. Ask for more, you might get less.
That's right.
Okay. I understand there was discussion about a dwelling. Is this for a personal residence or is this
yes.
a rental property?
Yeah. That's undecided as well. It might be a leased unit.
So someone else might be living there who's not an employee of the business type thing.
That's correct.
Okay. And in your presentation, you mentioned that there'd be no exterior storage of supplies or equipment.
That's right.
So coming up later, we have someone talking about mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Is your mulch going to be kept inside or outside?
Yes. See, what we talked about prior to the hearing was that the only exterior storage will be with the trucks that won't fit in the pole barn. There's going to be a skid steer possibly inside the pole barn, mulch, tools, equipment, mulchers. But nothing will be stored exterior except for the trucks.
Okay, so all the materials that you might use for landscaping will be housed inside
That's correct.
Pole building. Okay. And approximately how many employees are you anticipating?
8.
And what would you estimate the distance is from the proposed buildings to your wetlands?
There was a delineation done. Here are the wetlands. Here's the pole barn. It's 40 feet wide, 35 feet.
Okay. But no further questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Burton.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay, then. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Berry. Do you know what, if any, security measures on the site you will have?
Not at this time.
Lighting? Will the entrance be gated?
Will not be gated. The sign perhaps might be lighted. Mm-hmm.
And with the proposed house, Mr. Whibley may be living there?
It may be himself, it may be an employee, it may be leased to someone that has no association whatsoever to the commercial use.
And you've gone over the hours of operation of the days and hours. The reason why I was asking if the area would be secured, and not making an assumption on this operation, but I have a landscaping business down in my area that I hear a lot about. It's become problematic because the employees congregate, or I guess, let's say if they start at 6:30, they're there at 6 o'clock in the morning, they're playing radios and doing different things, and the mm-hmm. people in the area are not very appreciative of the decibel levels that are incurred. And then again, after work, it seems as though even though, let's say they quit at 6 p.m., they may hang around the yard doing various and sundry things and hoopla,
yeah,
if you will.
There haven't been any discussions about a gate out front. But I understand your concerns. I can certainly discuss them with Mr.
Well, I don't see it's really something that we can police, but I'm saying it is something that I hear a lot about in my area is about that the employees don't they show up too daggone early and they leave too daggone late. I don't have any other way of saying it. So
right, I understand.
There's an
I guess
idea
that,
on that.
That's something that can be policed by the boss, who's ever at the facility, can make sure that that's not going to occur.
Oh, thank you. That's all I have.
Mr. Smith, I want to ask you, just for the benefit of the record, and should somebody be listening to the tape at a later date, you said, I have a landscaping business down my way.
Oh.
You don't mean that you own a
landscaping business,
is that correct?
Yeah, for the record, there is a landscaping business that is located in the area that it's generally associated with my representation, yes.
Thank so you. Not your routing so
employees. It's not your business, though.
No,
right.
Okay. But, just wanted to but it's my telephone that people call.
I understand.
Yeah, and thank you for clearing that up.
Understood.
Not a problem. Mr. Ross?
Are you associated with the hoopla, or no?
No, that's
that's
why
they call you. They're inviting you down to have a drink.
Oh, I'd be happier if
that's
I was.
Right. Right in the middle.
You wouldn't be near as upset if they would just invite you to join in.
That is
that
correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Thank you, Mr. Ross.
Mr. Ross, any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
Just one, and I'm sorry if you touched on this. Have you talked to county engineering about sewer? Because the sewer main for Angola Sanitary Sewer District runs right by there, and there's a pump station just up the road from you all.
Right. It's in the sewer district, but there's not sewer immediately available to the site. Currently, with this budget constraints, the intent is to have it on site, but I understand that the letter issued by the engineering department said it was mandatory once it was available, so we'll certainly abide by
okay.
that.
Okay. Thanks. That's all the questions I have.
All right, then. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone who has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1961, Kendall Whibley and Mary Ann Whibley? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1961? Anyone on commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.